From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo signs regulation on government food reserves. Asian foreign ministers discuss implementations of the 5-point consensus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati now, the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed Presidential Regulation number 125 of 2022. Which stipulates that government food reserves, or CPP, must consist of 11 commodities. Based on the copy of the regulation, which was obtained from the website of the Legal Documentations and Information Network, GDIH, of the State Secretariat Jakarta on Thursday, to maintain food availability throughout Indonesia, it is necessary to master and manage CPP, whose implementation has been assigned to state-owned enterprises BUMN. CPP in the form of certain staple foods will be determined based on the type and amount. Certain staple foods are defined as staple foods produced and consumed by the majority of the Indonesian people. If their availability and price are disturbed, they can affect economic stability and cause social unrest in the community. The Asian foreign ministers held a special Asian foreign ministers meeting in Jakarta. The meeting specifically discussed the issue of Myanmar, mainly related to the implementation of the 5-point consensus, 5PC. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno LP Marsudi, in a press briefing of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Thursday said, the meeting of the foreign ministers was carried out as a follow-up to the agreement on the informal meeting of the Asian foreign ministers in New York City, on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly sessions last September.
The purpose of the special meeting is to provide input on the issue of Myanmar to Asian leaders who will meet at the November summit in Phnom Penh under the chairmanship of Cambodia. Asian foreign ministers' meeting was conducted in a very open atmosphere. Many sensitive issues were discussed. As a family, it is important to have an open discussion for the good of all. Furthermore, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also explained the 5PC. First, the Asian foreign ministers expressed their concern and disappointment with the lack of significant progress from the 5PC implementation. Second, Indonesia has also expressed concerns about the continued increase in violence in Myanmar, which has claimed many civilians' victims. Third, Indonesia emphasized the importance of immediate engagement with all stakeholders as mandated by 5PC. Fourth, the Asian Foreign Ministers' meeting also discussed how humanitarian assistance can be continued, provided that humanitarian assistance can reach the people who need it. Fifth, this Asian Foreign Ministers' meeting must draw up recommendation for a summit in November 2022 in Phnom Penh.
Conservative Party leader Rishi Sunak has been sworn in by King Charles III as the UK's Prime Minister in an official ceremony at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday. Responding to the inauguration of the new UK's Prime Minister, the Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tengku Faisasha, in a press briefing in Jakarta on Thursday said that the Indonesian government had congratulated the inauguration of the UK's Prime Minister. According to Faisasha, in the context of bilateral relations, Indonesia believes that both Indonesia and Britain already have what is called a strategic partnership. The two foreign ministers have agreed on the strategic partnerships in 2022, including several things. Of course, politics, economy, and several other strategic aspects. And the strategic partnership is a guide, or let's say the roadmap, in the Indonesian and British government in building bilateral relations. In addition, the spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Faisasha, also said that the strategic partnership which was built by Indonesia and the UK will be the focus of enhancing bilateral relations. So according to him, the election of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is also believed to continue the strategic partnership. On the other hand, of course, in addition to the British government in the near future, it will continue to concentrate on various domestic issues. But on the other hand, some things that are of common interest and are already on the track are cooperation in the fields of green investment, such as low carbon emission. Let's move on to the international news, where the South Korean military reaffirmed its stance on not providing lethal weapons to war-stricken Ukraine. An official from the Defense Ministry said on Friday that Seoul will maintain its position following Russian President Vladimir Putin's declaration earlier in the week that a decision by Seoul to supply weapons and ammunition would destroy the Seoul-Moscow relationship. The official stressed that the government has only sent non-lethal and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine in solidarity with the international community. The official said, however, it is not possible to confirm whether arms exported from South Korea to a third country had crossed into Ukraine. Over 250 hectares of land are covered by wildfires in the French department Haute-Corse on the islands of Corsica due to abnormal heat for October. French broadcasters BFM-TV reported on Thursday. According to the report, firefighters so far have found four bases of the fire on the island. Over the past weekend, several fires have also been observed on the island, but they were localized. The weather in Corsica has been abnormally hot for October since Monday, with temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius. The summer of 2022 was the hottest in Europe's history. In France, an abnormal heat wave caused a drought, water restrictions in all departments of the country, and the spread of wildfires. Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev said on Thursday that Kazakhstan was willing to continue exporting its food and agricultural products to European countries. The president also noted that his country could export a number of industrial products worth over $1.5 billion annually. Michel's visit to Astana marked the 30th anniversary of the establishment of the diplomatic relation between the European Union and countries of Central Asia. World Cup host Qatar has scrapped a requirement for visitors to obtain a negative COVID-19 test before departing for the Gulf Arab states, its health ministry said in a statement on Wednesday, October 26. The health ministry also dropped a requirement that adults show their COVID-19 status on a government-run contact tracing smartphones application called Etheras before entering stadiums or other establishments like shops and restaurants. Qatar is easing restrictions because the number of COVID-19 cases is continuing to drop around the world and in Qatar, and the ongoing rollout of Qatar's national COVID-19 vaccination program. Listener, now let's continue with commentary for today on Rishi Sunak elected Prime Minister of UK. Former head of the United Kingdom Treasury, Rishi Sunak, was elected Prime Minister of the UK after winning the election for the leadership of the Conservative Party. He faces a lot of tasks of stabilising the party and the state at a time of political and economic upheaval. Rishi Sunak becomes the third UK government leader this year, following the resignation of Boris Johnson and Liz Truss, who only served for about 45 days. Sunak had been asked by King Charles III to immediately form a government. Rishi Sunak's victory became a new history of government in England. He became the first British Prime Minister of South Asian descent, the first Hindu to hold the post of Prime Minister. He is also listed as the youngest to hold this position in more than 200 years. The record was previously held by William Pitt, who took office at the age of 40 in 1812. Sunak is also the fastest MP to reach the post of Prime Minister in the modern era after only serving in the British government for 7 years. The previous record holder, David Cameron, managed to become Prime Minister in 9 years. The challenges that Sunak will face in the future are quite heavy. He must stabilize the divided Conservative Party, which lags far behind the opposition's in opinion polls. In addition, the great task is how to support the British economy, which was shaken after Truss' brief experiment in libertarian economics. According to Jeremy Hunt, the Treasury Secretary Sunak had retained from the previous Truss cabinet, his top priority is economic stability and restoring confidence that the UK is a country that can do it. Thereby, the British people hope the new government can explain how it plans to cover the budget shortfall of £40 billion or $46 billion. Yet, Rishi Sunak last Wednesday postponed the announcement of a long-awaited plan to improve the country's public finances until November 17, about 2.5 weeks later than originally planned. Treasury Secretary Jeremy Hunt said in televised broadcasts that it will take more time to ensure the new plan to deal with the country's latest economic forecast. Hopefully, the government of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the economic policy to be carried out will bring about a good recovery that can help retain out of the economy difficulties currently face. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with October the 28th, 1928, the first Indonesian Youth Pledge Day. On October the 27th, 1928, the then Indonesian Student Association initiated the Second Youth Congress and was attended by youth organizations from all over Indonesia at that time. It was held in 3 different meetings on October 27th and 28th, 1928. It was at the 3rd meeting that the formulation of the results of the Congress known as the Youth Pledge was announced, which affirmed the ideals of one Indonesian homeland, nation, and language. The second Youth Congress was chaired by Sugondo Joyo Puspito from the Indonesian Student Association. The second day of the Youth Congress was held at the Katolike Yongelingen Bond Building or Catholic Youth Building, and the second day at the Oost Java Building, now in Jalan Merdeka Utara number 14. The Second Youth Congress, which was later known as the Youth Pledge, held during the Dutch colonial time, had the intention of giving birth to the ideals of all Indonesian youth associations, discussing several issues of the Indonesian youth movement, strengthening Indonesian national awareness, and strengthening Indonesian unity. In short, it paved the way to Indonesian independence, which was gained after a long, hard struggle on August 17, 1945. Turning to October 28, 2009, NASA's new rocket launch. Having been delayed a day due to bad weather, the prototype rocket that will be used to send humans back to the moon has finally been successfully launched. The test launch of Ares-1X rocket was carried out from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, United States, on October 28, 2009. In this launch, the rocket did not carry any crew or any load. This rocket prototype has only been used to test the first stage of the fuel combustion process for the rocket booster. I'll end Today in History with October 28, 2014. An unmanned rocket belonging to United States National Space Agency or NASA exploded. An unmanned rocket belonging to the U.S. National Space Agency or NASA explodes shortly after being launched from the Space Probes Launch Center in Virginia, United States, on October 28, 2014, local time. NASA said there were no casualties in the incident. The 14-tier rocket was created and launched by Orbital Sciences Group. It exploded as it was launched from the Wallops Flight Facility located on the waterfront at around 6:22 p.m. local time. Antares is carrying a cargo ship containing a cargo weighing 2,293 kilograms, which is planned to be sent to the International Space Station, and a massive explosion occurred shortly after the rocket was launched. Well, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mm-hmm.
rasakan kini semua telah percuma. Percuma, percuma. Bila bunga cinta yang menjadi dusta di hamparan jiwa.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Industry says that empowering small and medium industries, IKM, that have competitiveness can strengthen the structures of the national industry. As quoted by Antara on Tuesday, Director General of Small, Medium and Multifarious Industries, IKMA, of the Ministry of Industry, Reni Yanita, said in Bandar Lampung, Lampung on Tuesday, that Law No. 3, 2014, concerning industry mandates the Director General of IKMA to empower SMEs that are competitive. The SMEs are expected to strengthen the national industrial structure. those the SMEs can export and open up job opportunities. According to Reni, to make this happen, the formulation of policies to strengthen institutional capacity and the provision of facilities is carried out. In the context of the SME strengthening program, the Ministry of Industry focuses on developing SME centers spread throughout Indonesia. She also said that over the last 2 years, there have been 10,500 SME centers. According to Reni, with the guidance through this SME center, the Ministry of Industry believes that coaching will be more efficient. Then SMEs can overcome problems related to raw materials, technology, and human resources, even the access financing. Therefore, her side also encouraged that this TAPIS SME center can be used as a pilot project for other SME center in Lampung to develop. Meanwhile, head of the Bandar Lampung City Industry Office, Adiansyah, said that the SME center building was already filled with 47 TAPIS SMEs. Then, apart from selling their products, the center will also be used for screening training. According to Adiansyah, his side has also collaborated with several travel tours in the city so that each of their guests can be brought to this location to develop and introduce their products to tourists. He hopes that in the future, the TAPIS Bandar Lampung SME Center can become one of the locations that will be visited by tourists, both local and outside the region.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu, tak akan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu semua karena kau tercipta. Selalu kau berikan sudah.
Ah. besar yang selalu kau berikan, kau berikan sudah. Kau berikan sudah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, there are many tourism destinations that you must visit, such as natural, cultural, educational, and culinary tourism when you travel to Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Talking about culinary tourism, Palangkaraya's typical dishes are known for their unique and delicious taste. One of them, which you have to taste when you visit Palangkaraya, is Gagatas Habang. It is a traditional cake from the people of Banjar. The sweet tasting cake is also suitable as a souvenir for you. Gagatas in Banjar traditional language means a slanted rectangle. The form of this cake is sloping rectangular or shaped like a parallelogram. While the word habang comes from the Banjar traditional language, which means red. Therefore, Gagatas Habang is a red cake in the shape of a parallelogram. It's the same of other Banjar cake concepts. The red color in this cake comes from brown sugar or Javanese sugar, which symbolizes blood as a symbol of life. Gagatas Habang is made from glutinous rice flour, grated coconut, water, brown sugar, salt, and cooking oil. When you want to make this cake, you have to mix the flour with grated coconut and enough salt. Then stir the water until it becomes a thick dough. Then the dough is forged with a thickness of about 3 to 4 centimeters. Afterwards, it is just sliced into parallelograms, in which Banjar traditional language is called rincung gagatas. Then, fry it in a hot oil. Once cooked with a brown color, then remove and drain.
After that, just mix it with thick brown sugar until the sugar blends or stick to the gagatas. Gagatas habang tastes sweet with a slightly legit texture. So you can buy it at a souvenir shop in Central Kalimantan. You can also find many cakes that are used as snacks in traditional markets at affordable prices.
Coba semua yang ada di dunia, warna yang akan kulukiskan menghiasi tinggalkan jejakku nanti.
Still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today highlights Indonesian Kori wins first place at MTQ International in Kuwait. Listeners, Kori from Indonesia, Das Rizal M19, won first place at the International Musabaqoh Tilawatil Quran or MTQ event, which took place in Kuwait from October 10 to 19, 2022. The man who represented the West Sumatra Tilawatil Quran Development Institute, Indonesia, flew to Kuwait to take part at the MTQ after previously won second place in adult recitations at the 28th National MTQ in Padang City, West Sumatra. This achievement made by Das Rizal adds to the long list of Indonesian Al-Quran memorizers and readers who excel in the international arena. Previously, Hafiz from Medan, Farhan Muhammadi, won first place in the 5 Juz Memorization Brands and Recitation at the International MTQ in Morocco. Then,
Jihan Afifah and Khairul Razak also have made Indonesia proud in the International Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran event in America. Jihan Afifah was the second winner in the 30 Juz Memorization competition at the American International Tibian Competition for the Quran and its recitations. Meanwhile, Khairul Razak Al-Hafiz was chosen by the jury as the best voice participant and asked to appear at the closing ceremony of the MTQ event. Director General of Islamic Community Guidance at the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Kamaruddin Amin, said that achievement in the international arena certainly bring honor to the nation. He believes the reciters are influential in the community. He hopes that the reciter will be able to become a catalyst for the communities. Enthusiasm to learn, understand, and practice the Quran. Kamaruddin is committed that the Ministry of Religion together with LPTK will continue to provide guidance to the younger generation to get closer to the Quran. Guidance efforts continue to be carried out at the national to regency city levels, including districts. That's miscellany.
Ingin ku berlama-lama menunggu terus.
thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present to you a regional song from Aceh province entitled Prang Sabi. The song is an Acehnese literary work in the form of saga as a poem to encourage war. It was written by scholars in Aceh. Listener, here is Orangutan Squad with regional song from Aceh province entitled Prang Sabi.
Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Voice of
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.